Hello and welcome to HW Editorial with me, Sujit Nair. Here you can listen to my views, my analysis. Follow this podcast to stay updated. At HW News, we have been delivering news that matters to you. Our goal is to present you with information that stimulates conversations around topic of larger public importance that often gets lost in primetime shows. Namaskar. Welcome to another episode of Editorial. And you know what? I am going to talk about electoral bond. Electoral bond, we will continue. We are not going to allow electoral bond to be just brushed under the carpet. We are not going to allow that. Number one. Number two, whether other media, mainstream media talks about it or not, we think it is important for the nation. We think it is important for you to know as to how a political party in India is funded. I think it is very important for you to know. I think it is very important for you to know as to sometimes when you feel why government is taking such a decision, you should know why the government is taking such a decision. You will understand why the government is taking the decision, some decisions that it takes. You will understand it. So therefore, electoral bond is important. Electoral bond is also important to understand the relation between people who fund the government and the political parties and the possible return favor, that these political parties stroke the government does for that particular donor. So that's why electoral bond is important. Today, I'm going to speak to you about electoral bonds. I'm going to speak to you about how people have given, donated much more than what they earn. So that's the point I want to talk to you about. Let's get right to the show. Now, for starters, let's first talk about which party got what out of the electoral bonds. This is a report from Mint based on the numbers they've got from the Election Commission. So calculations based on the numbers they got from Election Commission, but the report is from Mint and I am going to quote them. And according to this report, Bharatiya Janata Party got 8,251.8 crores out of electoral bonds. 8,251.8 crores out of electoral bonds. Indian National Congress 1,951.7 crores out of electoral bonds. All India Trinamool Congress 1,705.4 crores out of electoral bonds. Bharatiya Rashtra Samiti BRS 1,408.2 crores. And Biju Janata Dal 1,019.5 crores. The first thing I want to ask you is 8,000 crores? What is a political party doing with this kind of money? Money which is much more than possibly what big companies make. Much more than a big company's turnover. 8,251 crores. Why even others? 1,951 crores. But 8,000 crores? So that's the first thing I would like to bring to your notice. Chalo, isko side mein rakhte. Let's come to our main point. Acha, paisa, I am not earning. I am not earning the kind of profit, but I go and donate more to political parties. Do I need to tell you why possibly these companies are donating more than the money they earn in their profits? Let me give you some names. Future Gaming, you remember the lottery gentleman? Yeah, Future Gaming and Hotel Services Private Limited. The total bond purchase, like I told you before, is 1,368 crores. Now, interestingly, the net profit between 2019-20 to 2022-23 of this company is 215 crores. Net profit 215 crores, donated 1,368 crores. Kya baat hai? What a fantastic achievement. Quick Supply Chain Limited, donated 410 crores. Net profit between 2019 to 2023, 109 crores. Navyuga Engineering Company Limited, 55 crores donated. They are in losses And that too, almost 500 crores. They are in losses of minus, that is 495 crore loss. Keventa Food Park Infra Private Limited, they paid 195 crores. Their profit is 0.124 crores. 0.124 crores, something like 12 lakh profits. But they paid 195 crore to the political party. Just imagine. I just want you to think and kindly understand why these kind of monies are paid. If this is not tantamounting to bribe, then what is? This is what I understand. This is my question. If I earn X minus at times losses like this company Navyuga, and I pay 55 crores as donation, why do you think I am paying donation? Ghar mein khane ko nahi hai and I am going and throwing a party for somebody else. Is that even possible? So that's what I wanted to ask you. Madanlal Limited, profits they made is 13.28 crores. 185 crores is what they gave as bonds. MKJ Enterprise, there is no sign of profit, but they paid 192.24 crores in bonds. Chennai Greenwood Private Limited, 105 crores they paid to bonds, they donated to bonds. Their total profit is 36.6 crores, which is not even half of what they donated. Infotel Technologies Private Limited, they paid 10 crores and their profit is 1.33 crores. So their profit is not even 10% of the money they paid. So this is what the story is. Now another factor, what I wanted to share with you. You see, I want to share with you companies whose paid up capital, are lesser than that of the money they have paid as bonds. For instance, Wasavi Avenues LLP, this Hyderabad based company has registered in April 6th, 2023 with a paid up capital of 10 lakhs. Within 3 months of inception, the company purchased bond worth 5 crores. Paid up capital 10 lakhs, 6th April 23, and the bonds they purchased worth of 5 crores. Just imagine, the company is set up and in 6 months, they are ready to donate. In 6 months, set up hua hai, 10 lakh rupiah is the investment, 10 lakh rupiah is the paid up capital. But they are ready to donate. And that too how much? 5 crores. Shark Infrastructure Private Limited is a real estate brand in Telangana, set up with 1 lakh rupees in March 2023, and in 4 months, that is in July, they paid 3.5 crores as donation bonds. Set up 1 lakh, paid up capital 1 lakh, donations 3.5 crores. Shark Overseas Education Consultancy Private Limited, registered in the same address as Shark Developers, like I told you, set up March 2023 and paid up capital again 1 lakh in July. They bought bonds worth 4 crores. Now, what one need to see is, are these companies really going to do business? Or were these companies just there to buy bonds? I'm not saying that is what it is. I'm just asking a question. 1 lakh paid up capital and 4 crores donation. 3.5 crores donation in a matter of March to July, March, April, May, June and July. Within 5 months, they pay 5 crores, 3.5 crores and 4 crores. Absolutely surprising. Aparna Farms and Estates LLP, the construction firm registered on 18th August 2020 with a paid up capital of 5 lakhs owned by Subramaniam Reddy and Venkateshwar Reddy. The company donated 30 crores. Between October-November 2023. Company set up 2020, paid up capital 5 lakhs, paid up to 30 crores between October and November 2023. This is the story. Look at the irony. I mean, the paid up capital is minuscule, but the loans they pay. The point that I am trying to make is, you see, when it rots, it stings. Now, it is not necessary that all these deals or everything that I spoke to you are about were about give and take, quid pro quo. It is not necessary. But it is also not impossible that these things could have been quid pro quo. One has to look at it that way. The fact is, if you are indulging in government projects, if you are indulging in government contracts, and if you are paying extraordinary money as donation, one wonders, why is this money being paid as donations? So that's it. More importantly, your company's profit is not even half of the money, half of the amount that you have donated. Isn't that strange? Your company's paid up capital is not even 10% of the donation that you paid. Isn't it strange? So that's the point I wanted to ask. I am trying to draw my viewers to think that, listen, is this not, or could this not be corruption? And if this is in some form or another, quid pro quo, or gratifying a donor because he donated. And I'm not just talking about one political party. Of course, the largest is Bharatiya Janata Party with 8,251 crores. There is no doubt. But I'm still not talking about one particular political party. I am talking about everybody is involved. National Indian National Congress is involved. Trinamool is involved. BJD is involved. BRS is involved. So a lot of them, a lot of political parties are involved. DMK is involved. Point that I am trying to make is, where have our politics gone? Where has our politics gone? Now the thing I want to get to you are the shell companies. That would be my next episode. The shell companies, companies which actually do not exist, but were just made possibly to give electoral bonds, just to donate in electoral bonds. I want to investigate and get in front of you those shell companies. And that would be my next episode. Till then, take care and see you soon.
Stay ahead with our cutting edge news app. Instantly access the latest shorts in just 1 minute and breaking news in just 50 words. Download now for a smarter, faster news experience.
If you like this episode, please rate us with 5 stars right now. HW News podcasts are available on BingePods and all other audio platforms. Also, don't miss to check out our news reports from the house of HW News podcast. We are sure you will love it too.